Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, if a woman became a man for a day, what would she dislike the most? Probably being invisible. Women always assume that if they became men, they would be a Chad, and then women would look at them. Women would also dislike being forced to take accountability as a man and using reason instead of their emotions to navigate the world. They would also hate having to do manual labor as well as not being able to use other men as their emotional tampons. Moving on, the difference between flirting and harassment is that if you're attractive, it's flirting, but if you're ugly, then it's harassment. Yes, and Ali, the guy saying that, looks ugly, so he knows. This is only a rule for men, though, because I've had plenty of unattractive women harass me by pinching my butt or groping me while I was growing up. Men aren't allowed to violate a strange woman's personal space, but men don't have any personal space or bodily autonomy when it comes to women. Number three, apparently Jada Pinkett Smith announces she's preggers with Chris Rock's baby. But I call BS or fake news, because her egg carton was empty more than a decade ago. So that's a demon in your belly. Then again, maybe she is preggers because everyone knows that she froze her last carton of eggs in case Tupac ever made it back from Cuba. If it is Rock's baby, then not only couldn't he keep Will Smith's wife's name out of his mouth, but she couldn't keep his schwing schwang out of hers. Maybe Will slap the baby when it comes out of her. Up next, why liberals are always virtue signaling about how they aren't racists, yet they dumb themselves down when they speak to black people. That's a sign of disrespect. I guess they don't believe that there are any highly intelligent black people out there. I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Even when they prove that they're morons, I still don't change the way that I speak to them. I will not compromise my identity to baby others. Number five, apparently the best thing about having sex with an Amish girl is that she won't be expecting you to give her a call in the morning. And in case anyone is thinking of converting and becoming Amish, the girls don't look that good. Also, you better not be late for dinner if you expect her to churn your butter, if you know what I mean. Traditional Amish women are also like a mirage. Once you take them out of their community, they become like all the other women out there. Moving on, why do you think that blacks are more likely than other groups to identify as gay? Is it because they were mostly raised by single mothers? Maybe their estrogen is sky high and that's why they're willing to kill each other for a pair of shoes. Or maybe it's because many of them spend time in prison, and that's encouraged there. Next thing you know, they'll be screaming out, "We was sodomites in sheets." Also, is this based on per capita? Number seven, someone asks men if this is what we want. I say no, because she's got a butterface. She's also going to need a bigger bowl if she plans on cooking for some trad cuck's 12 children. Reducing a woman to cooking and cleaning is just dumb. We have machines automate most of the labor, and soon we'll have robots that'll do anything we want. Why would any man want the liability of a woman for the sake of being traditional? Up next, Alfonso Bifero says he accepts that black people will never support him due to his marriage to a white woman. Sounds like Carlton doesn't care and Will Simp lost, and Carlton won in real life. I don't think the marriage is the real problem, but him dancing to Tom Jones is the real culprit. They also probably hate him because they're jealous of how pasty white his kids are. Again, he chose well, and Will Simp did not. Number 9, here's the future of OF using AI. This guy created this girl in 20 minutes and had 16,000 men send 10 bucks to her. It's working for now, but in a few short years, maybe even in a few short months, the market will be saturated, and people will be able to create their very own content using AI. There will be no way to tell the difference between real women online and artificial intelligence. The dumb married boomer money is going to run out eventually, and then the market will be done. The only way women will make money with the world's oldest profession is as working girls once again, seeing clients face to face. Moving on, Gates, Zuck, and Job all left school to start their companies. But there is another way. They could have stayed in school and built their businesses in between classes. and then the minimum to pass their classes while putting out the remainder of their effort into their startups. That's what I did. It got my parents off my back and bought me a couple years to build revenue streams and a business before I graduated. Upon graduation day, most people were terrified of having to go out and find work. I already created a job for myself. My motto was also D for degree while doing it. Number 11, here's the difference between a patriot tan line and a liberal one. To be honest, it's getting so cold that I take either of these tan lines right now. I'll probably spend a few months in Florida early in the new year to get away from the cold. Hell, I'm so desperate for warm weather to be back that I'm willing to bear the punishment of wearing Crocs. But then again, from what I've heard, real men don't wear Crocs. Up next, here's the cheer that East Asian women put out when they're no longer seen as the worst drivers, with that title now going to Indian drivers, especially with the Indian truck drivers causing massive pileups in recent months. I don't think that Asian women are bad drivers at all. I just always see them driving slowly. Self-driving vehicles can't come soon enough to finally put an end to the madness of migrant drivers that paid off the driving test people for their license. Number 13, here's a late one from Halloween. Imagine you're being chased by this ghost on Halloween next year, and what do you do next? I pretend that I'm Pac-Man and eat her in all the wrong places. That's just me trying to get in the spirit, so to speak, both literally and figuratively. To be honest though, when I first saw this, I thought it was one of those snowtroopers from Star Wars. If she's chasing you, run very slowly so that she eventually catches you. Moving on, what level of hell is this? Anne Frank, the Holocaust victim, is now being reimagined as a non-binary lover and in a New York musical. This just proves to me that they will try and make sure we never forget about the Holocaust. It's like they're updating the Holocaust for modern audiences or something. This looks so good that it's probably going to sell 6 million tickets in its run. Is this part of Weimar 2 Electric Boogaloo? Number 15, women are intimidating men with workout bikinis, according to a gym owner. Of course they are. Guys are afraid to look and be filmed doing so and then have their lives ruined. Plus, the nightclubs and bars are shutting down, and there's going to be fewer and fewer places that women can get actual male attention anymore. I'm seeing them wear booty shorts showing off their cheeks at the mall these days. It's getting desperate out there for them in many ways. Little known fact, but for men, being around women boosts our testosterone, especially if they're attractive. Optex Men's Health magazine says that if you're attracted to women or femininity, there's a new label for you. You might be a gynosexual. Or how about just straight or normal? Maybe this is a sneaky way to group lesbians and straight men together. Or has the word heterosexual just become too offensive these days? Then again, I think they're trying to sneak in Transformers on a technicality, because they too can be feminine, of course. Besides, who reads magazines anymore? Number 17, remember that when your kids watch Frozen that Elsa is named after a corn star named Elsa Jean, and she's been in 130 films. But I think this is suspect because Elsa Jean started her career in 2015, 2 years after Frozen came out. I also need to point out that Elsa Jean looks like she has man hands. They look bigger than her face. Are we really sure that she's not a Transformer with gonads in disguise? Moving on, if a cow is born in a stable, it's not a horse. Just like an Indian born in Europe isn't European. I think that most of us would agree to this, but these days it's politically incorrect to say this. I think we're all tired of it. In Canada, if you were born in India and lived here and assimilated and speak English without an accent, then as far as I'm concerned, you're Canadian. The Indians that came earlier are usually of higher castes. It's the Indians who came over now from lower castes with lower IQ and refuse to assimilate that I have a problem with. Number 19, if you had to describe this woman with one word, what would it be? How about masculine? She has a nice face too, but the rest of her is a complete turnoff for me. Maybe she's doing this so she can join the WWE. The only reason there are more and more women like this out there these days is because there's a never-ending supply of simps that would smash anything. I'm also not 100% sure that this is an AI. What do you guys think? Up next, here are a couple of boys being silly. Has it gotten to the point where the only way for many invisible men to get any attention at all is to dress like women and do surgery to present as them? You can really tell the one on the left is mad with those broad shoulders and that massive masculine jaw. The young trans population is also growing massively in Canada, and it's not leveling off and falling like many people suspect. Transmaxing is taking over. Number 21, Rashawn Slater, just finalized his divorce, and a while later signed a $144 million contract with his team. Perfect timing. Now let's hope he doesn't mess things up again by getting married to somebody new. This isn't the first time that sports teams waited for their athletes to get divorced before giving them new contracts. The Miami Heat gave one of their players a $120 million contract after his divorce was finalized and waited for it to be over. Moving on, this black author discovers her grandfather was the main bad guy from Schindler's List in real life. Many black women were seduced by white people like slave owners back in the day. This reminds me of the time when LeVar Burton, who played Geordi LaForge in Star Trek The Next Generation, found out he was descended from a Confederate soldier during an episode on PBS. I guess now we know why he was always so good in engineering. Number 23, when you finally see it in this picture, you just can't help but laugh. Tell me what you see. Instead of staring at her booty, look at the background, and it's all the same dude. Looks like the Clone Wars have begun. But instead of that guy, we should have gotten an army of clones of her instead. And what's even more suspect is that none of the male clones are looking at any of the girls. If you see anything other than the girl at first, then you're gay. Up next, Dylan Mulvaney is named UK Magazine's first ever Woman of the Year. Yes, and doesn't she look so feminine? Obviously not, but with a masculine face like that, no wonder Dylan got facial feminization surgery recently. Again, who reads magazines? Remember, everyone, that he'll never be a woman no matter how much he fry or tucks. They always seem to want to hide their weenies so they can trick straight men into being with them. Number 25, and the last one, is it true that this is how men see the world? Is this all we really value women for? Their bodies. Women do the same thing to us, but they only see the 9s and 10s. The rest of the guys out there might as well be wearing the cloak of invisibility. This is what a man sees until he reaches 35, and then his big head takes over the thinking for the little one when his testosterone drops. Then most men try and avoid women altogether, because they bring chaos to our lives. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.